The recording is now on. So, to recap, we're on session three. In the first session, we looked at what nonviolent communication is, and we looked at the skills matrix, which is a list of skills which support nonviolent communication. And I hope you will all have realized when we did that, that you already have a lot of skills that make nonviolent communication work. And you will also have identified some growing edges where you can sharpen those skills and become better. But actually, most people already know how to communicate in a nonviolent way. And it's really a case of just allowing yourself to let those skills to the fore. And then last session, we looked at the four pillars of the core skills, which are observation, feelings, needs, and requests. And we looked at observations and the difference between observations and evaluations or judgments. And that is going to carry over into this week, because what we're going to find is that there's a lot of similarity between feelings and observations. We also talked about, I talked about how you can focus your attention, and that focusing can be a kind of a very narrow focus where you're very tightly focused, or you can open the focus out. And the more you can open your focus out, the more you're able to notice and observe. So if you're very tightly focused, then there's a lot of things that happen outside of your awareness. And if you can learn to kind of step back and open the focus, then you will be more aware of what is going on. And again, that will be a key skill that we're going to be looking at when we talk about feelings and thoughts. And so I'd like to do an exercise, which is about focusing the attention. And it's kind of a fun exercise. It won't take very long. And this is really a follow-up from last week rather than talking about thoughts and feelings. But what I want you to do is, I'm going to show you a video in a moment, and I'm going to give you a task to do while that video is running. So it's a video of people playing basketball. And there are two teams. There's a team in white T-shirts and a team in black T-shirts. And they've each team, there's three people in each team, and each team is passing a basketball between the team members. So the white T-shirt people are throwing the basketball to other people in the white T-shirts, and the people in the black T-shirts are throwing the basketball to the people in the black T-shirts. And what I want you to do is to look at the white people in the white T-shirts and count the number of times the basketball is passed from one person to another. Okay, so there's two lots of people, so you need to ignore the black T-shirted people. You're only counting the white T-shirted people. And to make it a bit more complicated, they're moving around. So they're kind of weaving in and out of each other. And to make it even more complicated, sometimes they throw the ball to each other, and sometimes they bounce it, so that it bounces and they catch it. So you do not count the bounces. You're only counting the throws. Okay? And so what we're going to do is I'm going to show you this video, and so at the end of it, I'm going to ask you how many throws of the white T-shirted people you counted. Everyone happy with that? So for this to work, I need you to be in speaker view. So have you all got me as the... have you all got me pinned as the speaker rather than in the gallery view.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Excellent. So stand by, because here is, I hope, the video. So remember, your task is to count the number of passes of the ball between the people in the white t-shirts. Okay, so how many passes did people see?
11.
11? Any advance on 11?
14.
14, okay. So we've got 11, 14. Anyone else want to have a guess?
We've got 18.
You've got 18, right. And Jaden?
Between 12 and 13. Oh, not exactly sure. Cover both bases.
Did anyone notice anything odd about that video?
I'm not going to say, but I'm going to say at the end.
Right. Okay. So I think Becky spotted the gorilla.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I've seen it before.
Right.
And even knowing it, I still missed it.
Right. So I want you to remember this moment in your life, because if I tell you that while you were watching that video, a gorilla walked into the picture and faced the camera and did that.
No.
Right. So I'm going to play that video for you again. Right. And so now you're not counting. Just watch the video. Okay, and I promise you that was the same video both times.
That's great.
How many times did they pass the ball?
I think it was about 11.
Okay.
If you don't count the bounces.
The thing is, I've seen that video a few times, right? But I wanted to listen to, because I thought I'm going to, and even with Edmund, the way he focused on them, because attention follows focus. And even though I knew that there was something coming in, if I concentrated on the ball, I didn't see the gorilla until he was leaving. That was the interesting thing. Yeah.
So that was really just to reinforce the fact that if you focus your attention, there's an awful lot of sensory input that you don't. That you miss. And so that was just a fun little exercise to do about just why it's so important to be aware of how narrowly focused. And when we talk about feelings, it's very easy to get focused on the feeling. And so the invitation really is to learn to widen your attention. And see if you can see the bigger picture.
But just a note on that. I mean, the objective was to focus on the ball. If we'd have been widening our attention, then I would have missed the ball.
Yeah, that's right. And I set it up in a way that encouraged you to focus your attention on the ball. You know, I told you it was a difficult task.
Yeah.
I put in all these additional things, which were all designed to focus your attention on the ball so that you would miss the gorilla.
We were doing as we were told.
You were, and well, very well done. but I think that's quite an amazing. I didn't see the gorilla when I saw that video the first time. And it was like, yeah, I couldn't believe it, but there we go. So
That is brilliant, actually, because that's the first time I've actually thought about that in terms of thinking about your feelings and what you focus on. So, yeah.
It proves the point, but we can't always go around with an expanded awareness, is my point. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anything done.
Absolutely. The spotlight focuses in and focuses out. And that is fine and that is normal. But what I'm really doing is raising into your mind the awareness that it can get very tightly focused. And when that happens, you kind of miss the bigger picture.
I think a lot of it can be from what we're, so like you told us what we were supposed to be doing, and it's like in advertising or instruction from, you know, social life and this, that and the other. And if you're following other people's rules, then you miss so much else.
Absolutely. And that is part of what we're doing. So having done that little exercise, I'm going to invite you to check in now with a slightly longer check-in than our initial check-in. So I'm going to give each person 2 minutes. And what I'd like you to do is to, you'll have 2 minutes to talk about what is alive for you at the moment. Maybe how you got on with the practices from the last session, if you've been doing that practice. If you haven't, then that's fine. Maybe what you want to get out of today's session. Harry, maybe you want to introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself to the group. But yeah, so you've got 2 minutes really to check in and what. Tell us what you want from the group. So I suggest we go alphabetically. So if we start with Becky.
Okay, can I have my timer? Okay, hello everybody. What is alive for me and what do I want for the group? So what is alive for me is I've been having a really great couple of weeks at work and lots of making lots of connections and joining the dots and a lot of kind of things are kind of coming to a head. And I'm feeling kind of really on top of my game. I've applied to a couple of positions and I'm feeling really good at work. When I say feeling good at work, I'm just kind of excited that I'm feeling really effective and that I like it when I'm kind of painting myself out the picture. When work's going so well that I'm kind of not needed, it makes you feel like I've got a lot of freedom. I'm excited about the having 4 days off and relaxing. I'm excited about next week we've got our LGBTQIA+ summit in Manchester, I'm looking forward to that. My husband has got a couple of jobs he's pursuing, and one of them's it might be based in Malta, so that's exciting. And but of course, on top of all of that, underneath all of that is everything that's going on in the world and all of the uncertainty and everything else. But I'm really pleased because we're doing something at work called a Courageous Conversation, and I'm going to be facilitating it for our Polish office, and I'm feeling in a really good, strong, supported place in order to do that. And what I want from this group really is just to feel more confident about NVC and just to kind of carry on with this feeling of confidence. And yeah, that's me. So a bit of a waffle, but that's me.
Thank you very much. So next is me, I think. Right. I'm feeling a little bit nervous about this group. There's some although I've planned what we're going to do today, but it's not really as focused as the last session. So it's going to be a bit more free format, and that makes me a little bit nervous about, is it going to work or not? Also, it's quite exciting, and I'm really in quite a good place at the moment. I'm doing several workshops at the moment, ongoing workshops. So there's the Touch Project. I had a session there yesterday, which was really, really good. And I'm doing with Adam Wilder, Togetherness have got some workshops on authentic relating and circling every other Wednesday. And that's really exciting to be there and to be part of that. It's all about getting face-to-face contact. And I'm in a good place. And yeah, what I want from today really is for you to enjoy this experience and to take away something that you didn't know beforehand. Thank you. Harry.
Hi. So I never really know what to say. I haven't been doing workshops for very long, so not that, like, maybe that's relevant, but I've been a single mother for many years, and working from home, and I suppose not being out amongst people. So I guess from sort of workshops and things like that, that's my main aim, to be able to sort of come out of myself a bit and not feel so shy, and sort of feel more able to talk and share like an authentic opinion, rather than just kind of gabbling and throwing anything out there that I can think of at the time. I've got two children. I've had a lovely, lovely past week or so, because my son is back from uni, and that's been really nice. We've had some different stuff going on with my daughter's family. We've had her grandfather's passed away, so, and that's brought up some stuff in my daughter, so that needs dealing with at the moment. But apart from that, I'm in a good place and slowly starting to come out of my shell a bit.
Thank you. Jaden.
I have had a hectic couple of weeks. I went on a silent retreat, and then pretty much straight from there to like a 2-week self-development and community development kind of course that I was promised would not be that intense, but turned out to be really intense. But it was nice. I got a lot from it. And I also caught COVID at the course. But due to it being so widespread in our bubble, we all just sort of continued with the course and the COVID. And I was sleeping in my van, so I feel like the combination of like lung breathing difficulties and like sub-zero temperatures has maybe not gone so great. Although thank you to that breathing exercise, I've located the particular part of the lung with the problem at the top bit. And I'm sure in a week or so it'll go back to normal. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit tired, and like I've done all of this work. Well, have I done all this work? I've thrown all this stuff around, and I need to see a bit where it lands. So I'm looking forward to, I've got some days off for Easter, and I'm going to a community, which is like a therapeutic one. So it's very calm there. It's very ordered. It's very routine. And the food's really good. So I'm looking forward to a few days there. Yeah, big theme through some of the things I've been doing is like freedom and the concept of that. And I feel like everyone's got all this different advice for what that means. And I'm really interested to sort of test some of those ideas out a bit, I think. So yeah, I enjoy being part of this group. I don't have a specific agenda. It's just good to be open-minded. I'm looking forward to the thoughts and feelings of tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jo.
Hey, hi. So yeah, there's lots of things showing up at the minute. Very, very busy times. Very exciting because it feels like lots of things have finally happened, but sometimes quite overwhelming as well, with my yoga and the community center and my little sideline business with my kids' clothes and just lots of different things. So just trying to stay grounded. Been reflecting a lot on the course. I'm a single mom too. And I think that's the last bit for the MVC for me, is trying to find real forgiveness for my ex, because he's still quite, his communication style, he's still very Jekyll-y with me and very critical. And I had psychotherapy for a year, which really helped, but then that ended. And so I missed that check-in once a week, that person to hold the space for me, to see me, to take those difficult feelings and thoughts and expand on them. So I'm trying to do that for myself at the minute. And I catch myself being Jekyll-y, and sometimes like I really want to choose to do it because I think, no, that person doesn't deserve this compassion. So I'm really trying to work on compassion and forgiveness for the person who doesn't do that for me. That's really hard. And then on top of it all, lots of like caravan action. I've got 16 seconds because I crashed my caravan. So I've been looking at other caravans and getting quite excited about that. So yeah, lots of stuff as always. Just trying to stay grounded.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. So, last time we talked about observations and the difference between observations and judgments or evaluations. And we're going to take that, we're going to carry on with that theme, because when we were talking about observations, we were generally talking about observations outside of us. So what do we observe in other people? What do we observe in our environment? And if we turn those observations inwards, we start to notice sensations and feelings. And so we talked about the difference between an observation and a judgment. And if we apply that internally, we start to get the distinction between a feeling and a thought. So the feelings are the emotions, and the thoughts are the evaluation of those emotions. So we evaluate, we come up with reasons. As I said last time about observations and judgments, it's not observations good, judgments bad. We need both. We've evolved to do both. And absolutely, we need to make judgments and evaluations in order to be safe. And the same is true of thoughts and feelings. It's not the case of feelings are good and thoughts are bad. That's not what we're trying to say. What we're trying to say is that we have feelings, we recognize the feelings, and we make thoughts about those feelings. And really, what we want in nonviolent communication is to have clarity about when we're having a feeling and when we're having a thought. And so I've got some exercises that we can do around thoughts and feelings. And I'm also going to introduce you to another model, a bit of theory. So this, Becky, may meet your need to learn something. And it's a tool that is very well supported by evidence. And it's called, yes, Becky.
Sorry, can I ask a question in a minute?
So, so the tool that I'm going to introduce you to is called Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT, A-C-T. And it supports nonviolent communication very well. We're going to be looking at some aspects of ACT today when we talk about the difference between thoughts and feelings. And we're going to come back to ACT next time when we look at needs and strategies. And a different part of ACT will help us illuminate that. So, so that's really the goal for today, is to look at the distinction between thoughts and feelings and look at some tools that come from the ACT world that can help you to deal with those thoughts and feelings. So has anyone got any questions on that? Yes.
Could you just explain again the thing about thoughts and feelings and observations, evaluations?
Yeah.
So let me try and say it then. So observations are more to do with thoughts?
No. Okay. So observations are what you notice. So when you open up your focus of awareness, observations are the things that you observe, and then you make judgments about those observations. So you evaluate, that's good, that's bad. And so generally speaking, when we talk about observations, we're talking about our outward observations. When we turn the observations inwards and we observe our own sensation, what we're observing is our feelings.
Okay, got it.
Right. And when we evaluate those feelings, we come up with thoughts.
Okay.
Happy?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
So, first thing I'm going to do is, like we did last time with observations and evaluations, I read out a number of statements and I asked you to decide whether it was an observation or an evaluation. So we're going to do something similar now. I'm going to make some statements and I want you to decide if it's a thought or a feeling. And if the statement is about... let me get my script, sorry. Not that one, it's... Yeah, so I'm going to make some statements and you need to decide if it's a feeling or a thought. And if I'm making a statement about someone else, you can also decide if I'm making an observation or evaluation. So that will bring in what we did last time as well. So eyes down, here comes the first statement. I feel super duper happy to see you. Do you think that is a thought or a feeling?
What do you want to do?
Hands up if you think it's a thought. And hands up if you think it's a feeling. Yeah, I think it's a feeling. The clue is in the word, I feel super duper. And it's an emotion, I'm happy. So the super duper is really a bit of fluff. So the next one is, I think I'm angry at you. Is that a thought or a feeling? Hands up if you think it's a thought. And hands up if you think it's a feeling. Hands up if you're not sure. Okay, so I would say it's a thought in that they're saying I think, but it's a thought about a feeling. So there is a feeling there, the I am angry. Is definitely a feeling. The fact that I'm thinking about it, it just shows how entangled thoughts and feelings can get. And it really is tied up in the language that you use. So let's try the next one. I feel you don't respect our work. Hands up who thinks it's a thought. Yeah, and I agree. That even though I use the word feel, it's definitely a thought that's going on there. So the next one, when you ran into the street without looking, I felt scared. Who thinks it's a thought? And who thinks it's a feeling? Yeah, pretty straightforward that I felt scared. And when you ran out into the street without looking, is that an observation or an evaluation? Who thinks it's an observation? And who thinks it's an evaluation? Interesting, 50-50 split. I would say that is an observation. You ran out in the street, you didn't look. So I that's what I observed. And I,
that's an opinion though, isn't it? Because you don't know whether they've observed it or not.
Well, I think the rabbit, we're assuming that I saw you. So I saw you run into the street and I didn't see you looking. So it's, would someone else come to the same conclusion? It's a bit arguable, but probably. So on balance, I would say that is an observation rather than an evaluation. But we'll come on to some more where that makes you...
Okay.
Sorry. Go. Yeah.
I was just thinking, wouldn't an observation be something like, I saw you look to the left, but I didn't see you look to the right before you then crossed the road?
Well, that would definitely be an observation. But if you didn't look to either the left or the right, it's okay. Like an observation of some. How do you observe something that didn't happen?
Okay.
So, yeah, I saw you walk into the street, and I didn't see you look to the left or the right. Maybe a slightly more pedantic way of putting it.
Yes. Yes.
So. When you mentioned that your boss is out to get you, I had worried thoughts. A thought or a feeling? Thought. Who thinks it's a thought? Who thinks it's a feeling? And who's not sure? Yeah, I would say that's a feeling. Worried thoughts, that's the feeling is the worry. I mean, I had thoughts, but I was also, I'm saying that I was worried. So I'm expressing that feeling. Everyone agree with that?
I mean, worry is negative thinking.
Worry is negative thinking. Yeah.
Fear is a feeling.
Yeah.
But worry is negative thoughts.
Okay, I could go along with that. So you're saying that that I'm having thoughts. All right. And when you mentioned that your boss is out to get you, is that an observation or an evaluation?
Evaluation.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Okay, so I think your boss is out to get you is an evaluation, but you mentioning it is an observation.
Yeah, it does depend. You might have observed him with an axe or something.
Yeah, that is true. There's sometimes different degrees of what it is. I feel ignored. Is that a thought or an observation? Who thinks it's a thought? And who thinks it's an observation? I feel ignored. Who thinks it's a thought?
Hang on, what is it? A thought or a feeling?
A thought or a feeling, yeah. I feel ignored.
Okay, give us a minute. Yeah, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yeah. It's a feeling.
And I don't get that. How can you feel ignored? I think you're thinking that you've been ignored, aren't you?
You can... We'll try the next one and then come back to this.
You can't think ignored. You can only...
I'm thinking it.
No, you can only
feel ignored. I'm thinking it, I'm thinking it.
No, let's try the next one, because this may shed some light on it. So the one we've just done was I feel ignored. The next one is I feel that you are ignoring me.
Thought.
Is that
observation?
God, this is hard.
Evaluation thought.
So I would say that's a thought, because I'm imagining what is going on in your head. I'm imagining that you're ignoring me. You might not be ignoring me. You might not have noticed me. So that is not a feeling. That is a thought.
Okay. I've got something. The previous is from the I point.
Yeah.
So it's I feel.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas the other one is I feel that you. And then, so that's going into observation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Understood.
That's why we say when with kids, we do the I message with them.
Yeah.
So we say, I would like, or I felt this. And then you sort of mirror that to the kids instead of, you did that and you didn't sit there and you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, owning.
I've wondered why you statements are so bad. You this and you that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Edmund.
Yes.
Would it be possible to take the clock down from your screen? I don't know if anyone else has got it, but
it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a feeling or a thought?
That's a request.
Both.
Do you demand for me? Do you feel annoyed?
Yes.
I was thinking it was just me.
No.
Or is it an observation?
It's an observation for all of us. And we've come to a conclusion by evaluating it. We need to get it down.
Okay, so I feel frustrated when you always come to work late. Feeling or thought? Who thinks it's a feeling?
Thought.
Okay, my vote is for a feeling. I feel frustrated. I feel frustrated, and that's my feeling. And the reason I feel frustrated is you always come into work late. So is you always come into work late an observation or an evaluation?
An evaluation.
It's the always that makes it an evaluation.
Oh, sorry, always, yeah.
So, in fact...
They might always, though. They might always. Some people are.
No, but that's just that's an evaluation, because an observation would be you come to work at 8:05 and the start time is 8:00.
Yeah. So you could be late always.
Well, you don't know that, because there may be times when you haven't seen them. And they may have been on time, they may not have been. So, but in fact, the next one really talks to what Becky was talking about. I feel frustrated when I see you come to work 30 minutes late 3 times this week.
Observation.
Yeah, so that is an observation.
I love the way it makes me feel, though, because even you saying I feel annoyed when you always come to work, and I'm like, oh, who is this person? And then you say you've been 3 times this, and it just takes the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blame.
Yeah, always is such a horrible word, isn't it?
It always is. Okay, and the last one. I fear NVC doesn't work on some people.
Thought.
Feeling.
Who thinks it's a thought? And who thinks it's a feeling? Yeah, it's a tricky one. It could be either. I think it's a thought. What we're saying is I think NVC doesn't work on some people. But I could have a fear that that might be the case.
But surely it doesn't work on people. It's not supposed to be a technique.
Well, exactly. It's a very loaded statement.
So I think it's a feeling because they're feeling scared that they're trying to control or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a fear in there. So there is a feeling there. But I think that statement as it stands is a statement about a thought.
Can I just say something? We've had this conversation before. So Sadhguru says, is it Sadhguru or is it Deepak Chopra? No, it's Sadhguru. He says that feelings are juicy thoughts. And I think there is, you can't really separate.
Muddying the waters. He's muddying the waters as far as NVC is
concerned. There is an element of feeling and There is a point in which there's an interplay between a feeling and a thought, I think.
Yeah, they are very tightly bound. And so that is what I'm going to come on to now. So I'm going to show you a diagram of acceptance and commitment therapy diagram. So let me share my screen. Screen share. One. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
This is called the hexaflexagon. And so acceptance and commitment therapy is, as I said, it's an evidence-based model. It's kind of a fusion between cognitive behavioral therapy and mindfulness. But it goes a lot beyond that, and we're only going to scratch the surface of ACT in this, because we're really concerned about non-violent communication. This isn't an ACT course, but I do think there is a lot of useful tools within ACT. So the idea behind ACT is that what we're looking for is psychological flexibility. And that was, if you remember back to the first week, first session we did in the skills matrix, that was one of the skills of nonviolent communication, which is about being flexible and responsive to the specific situation you're in, rather than thinking in a generalized way. And so these six tools within ACT are different aspects of being psychologically flexible. And if you look on the left-hand side, we have acceptance and diffusion. And acceptance is about accepting your feelings rather than avoiding your feelings. And the diffusion is about not fusing with your thoughts, but defusing from them so that you are not bound by your thoughts, but you recognize that they are thoughts. So those two tools on the left, acceptance and diffusion, are very, very helpful when we're talking about the difference between thoughts and feelings. So we're going to be looking at various tools within the ACT framework that will allow us to practice acceptance and diffusion. Over on the right hand side, we've got values and committed action, which we're going to look at next time when we come to needs and strategies, because the tools in the right hand side are very helpful when we're looking at needs and strategies. And then down the center we've got present and self as context. I'm not going to look at those particularly. I think they're very valuable, but we haven't really got time to go into those. But the present is about being focused on the present moment rather than being in the past or the future. So it's a very mindful kind of practice about being aware of the present moment. And the self as context is similar to the being fused with your thoughts. It's about seeing yourself as a process rather than as a story that you tell about yourself. So I could say that I'm an angry person. That's kind of a story that I say, as opposed to seeing the context, which is that in that this particular situation, I'm angry. So this this is kind of the framework, and as I say, we're going to look at acceptance and diffusion today. Having said that, it is just gone 8 o'clock, so I'm going to suggest we take a 5 minute break, and then we'll come back after the break and do some exercises on acceptance and diffusion. Is everyone happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
Right, so it is now, what is the time? It's 8 minutes past eight. So if you can come back, please, at 13 minutes past eight, we will start again.
Okay.